I'd like to turn today to a very familiar passage of Scripture, one that we've preached upon many, many times. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. In this verse, Paul makes reference to and calls our attention to a saying. A saying is a statement. It's a report. It's an announcement, a proclamation, a message. The saying is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The subject and the theme of this verse is the saying, which is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Concerning this saying, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, Paul says several things about this saying. He states that it is very specific, that it is very definite. Notice the opening word of the verse, this. Referring to something specific. Just before the word saying, or just before the saying is stated, he uses the word that. Again, a word that indicates something very specific. This and that. Speaking of something specific and definite. He states that this is a saying that is present and continuous. Notice the second word of the verse is. This is, not was or shall be, but this is. He states also that it is a saying that is very certain. It is trustworthy. It is dependable. It is something that you can rely upon. He says this is a faithful saying. You can rely upon it. You can depend upon it. It's true. He states that it is suitable and appropriate. He says that it's worthy of all acceptation. That is, everyone should give attention to this saying, Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. Everyone should believe that. Everyone should receive that. It's worthy of all acceptation. He also states that this is a saying that is personal to him. Something that he knows by personal experience. Notice the words of whom I am. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom I am. In other words, he's personally experienced this saying. The saying that Paul draws our attention to, again, is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And by using the adjective faithful, he is saying this is always, all the time, continually, around the clock, night and day, incessantly and forever true and accurate. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. By using that word faithful to describe this saying, he is saying this saying is absolutely, it is positively certain, it is absolutely and positively trustworthy, dependable, reliable, and real. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. You can declare that confidently in all places, to all people, under all circumstances, and in all times, for it is forever true that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is a vital piece of information. There is no more vital piece of information than this fact. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Since all are sinners, this is a very urgent and pressing matter. It is a matter of life and death. So in this message this morning, we want to consider this statement. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. Our subject this morning is a proclamation for all ages. A proclamation for all ages. So let's look at the details of this saying. And again, we've already said it 9 or 10 times now. We're going to say it many other times. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. You may not listen real carefully today, but I guarantee you, you'll go out of here with those words in your mind. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. The first two words, Christ Jesus. That is the subject of the statement. And everything is in the statement is dependent upon those two words, Christ Jesus. So in the saying, our attention is immediately drawn to a person, Christ Jesus. He is an incomparable person, Christ Jesus. The greatest name that ever was. The most precious. The most lovely. The most beautiful name that ever was. The most influential name that has ever been given. The most relevant and the most meaningful of all names. The name Christ means anointed. God sent him. Christ came into the world. He was anointed of God. God sent him. That means that he is prepared, he is qualified, and he is equipped for the work that God sent him to do. Which is what? To save sinners. Christ Jesus. It means he's a Savior. A Savior is a rescuer. A Savior is a reconciler, a peacemaker, a deliverer, and a redeemer. In Christ Jesus is the power and the ability and the means to be the Savior of sinners. Secondly, notice Christ Jesus came. Christ Jesus came. Now, before you can come, you have to exist. He existed before he came. Christ Jesus came. He was before he came. This is declared in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So he was before he came. What was he? He was God. How he came is declared in John 1 verse 14. And the Word, which goes back to John chapter 1, which was in the beginning with God, and which was God, the Word, God himself, was made flesh. That's how he came. Christ Jesus, God, became human flesh. God was clothed in human flesh. And he came. Now, if you come, not only must you exist before you come, you have to come from somewhere. And he came from the glories and the majesties of heaven. And when he came, an angel said unto the shepherds, abiding in the field, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Following that announcement, a host of angels filled the sky praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. So we have Christ Jesus came. And when Christ Jesus came, the angels who never sinned, the angels who never needed a Savior, the angels who never required a Redeemer sang and praised God. How much more should we sing and praise God because Christ Jesus came? Christ Jesus came. Thirdly, Christ Jesus came into the world. He came from the glories of heaven, from the glory that he had with the Father. He came from the praise and the adoration of the heavenly host. And he came into the world. Reading through the Gospels, not a world prepared to greet him. Not a world prepared to hail him as Lord. Not a world prepared to receive and welcome him, but a world filled with hatred, a world filled with malice, a world filled with rebellion. Jesus Christ came into the world, a fallen world, a guilty world, a perishing world, a world that was going to ruin. And Christ Jesus came into the world. A world filled with confusion. A world filled with conflict. A world filled with struggle. A world filled with disappointment. A world filled with fear and sorrow. A world filled with failure and lust and selfishness and pride and covetousness and disobedience. Christ Jesus, God himself, came into the world. And he came as Christ Jesus. That is, he came possessing everything that this world so desperately needed. Colossians 2 and verse 9, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And he came. And he came. Notice fourthly, Christ Jesus came into the world to save. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. That little word, to, is a preposition, of course, and it is used to express purpose and intent. Christ Jesus came into the world. Why? Why did Christ Jesus come into the world? Well, it tells us two. The purpose and intent of Christ Jesus coming to the world is about to be expressed. He came in the world to save. The very word save means rescue, to deliver. It implies bondage. It implies slavery. It implies imprisonment. It implies misery of some kind. Some kind of suffering. It implies anguish and despair and gloom. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. Those two words, to save, implies a crisis. The world was in a state of crisis. It implies an emergency. It implies that something is dreadful. Something is frightful. Something is very, very desperate and pressing to save. Christ Jesus came to save. I'll go back to those first two words. Christ Jesus, God sent, fully qualified, fully equipped, with the power, with the ability, and the means, he came. And he came to save. And Christ Jesus still is equipped to save sinners. Christ Jesus still has the power, the ability, and the means to save sinners. Christ Jesus came into the world to save. He came to set free. He came to release. He came to loose. He came to rescue. He came to spare. Christ Jesus came to save. That is glorious news. There is no greater news in all the world. Christ Jesus came to save. This also implies, if someone needs saving, it implies inability on their part. It implies helplessness on their part. That Christ Jesus came in the world to save implies that the world is unable to save itself. That the world is helpless to save itself. If you and I could save ourselves, there would be no reason for Christ Jesus to come to save. Notice fifthly, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Now that describes the nature, the character, and the practice of those that Christ Jesus came into the world to save. Describes their nature, their character. We are sinners by nature. We are sinners in character. We are sinners in practice. Christ Jesus came into the world not to call the righteous, but sinners. There is nothing in the sinner to provoke Christ to come to save them. There is nothing in the sinner that motivates or obligates Christ Jesus to come into the world to save sinners. There is nothing in the sinner to merit Christ Jesus coming into the world to save sinners. Notice prior to the statement, Christ came in the world to save sinners, Paul made mention of some sinners. Notice verse 9 and 10. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless. That's a sinner. And disobedient. And ungodly. And for sinners. For unholy. And profane. For murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers. For manslayers. For whoremongers. For them that defile themselves with mankind. For men stealers. For liars. For perjured persons. If there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. He goes on to mention in verse 13. Speaking of himself, he says that he was a blasphemer. That's a sinner. He was a persecutor. He was injurious. He was filled with ignorance and unbelief. This is who Christ Jesus came to save. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He came into the world to save those who are guilty of sin. And sin is the most loathsome, the most vile, the most filthy, the most wicked, and the most shameful, and the most despicable thing in all the universe. Nothing more despicable than sin. And there is no greater crisis. There is no greater danger. There is no greater problem in all the world than a sinner in his or her sins. But the good news is Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. There's nothing more serious than a sinner in their sin. There's no greater need than a sinner in their sins. There is nothing more pressing than a perishing sinner in their sins. But glory to God, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is God's remedy for the sin problem. This is God's solution to man's greatest problem today, to man's greatest need. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, to save murderers and whoremongers and thieves and liars. Christ Jesus came into the world to set free and to release and to rescue and to spare those who have transgressed the very laws of God. For that's what a sinner is. A transgressor of God's law. He came to save those who have risen up against God as an enemy. Sin is an act of enmity against God. He came to save the guilty. He came to save those who are in their filth, who are living in the vileness and the abomination and the corruption of sin. He came in the world to save sinners, those who are enslaved, those who are estranged, those who are imprisoned in sin. He came into the world to save condemned sinners. He came into the world to save those who are alienated from God. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That is an unspeakably amazing thing. That the great, the holy, the sin-offended God, who has the power and who has the right to crush the sinner. It's an amazing thing that he came into the world to save. To save sinners. Notice it does not say that he came to make them savable. That's not what it says. He came to save sinners. Notice it does not say that he came to help or assist them in saving themselves. He came to save sinners. Well, what do sinners need to be saved from? They need to be saved from their sins. And Christ Jesus came to save sinners. They need to be saved from the death that sin brings, and from the guilt and the condemnation that sin brings, from the alienation and the enmity that sin brings. Came in the world to save sinners from the darkness that sin brings, from the bondage and the oppression and the hopelessness and the misery and the danger that result from sin. So the fact that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners means that he came with the power to break the chains of sin. He came with the power to break the chains of sin. But it means more than that. It means also that he came with the righteousness that the sinner needs. He came with the cleansing that the sinner needs. He came with the forgiveness that the sinner needs. He came with the pardon that the sinner needs. He came with the reconciliation and the peace and the acceptance that the sinner needs. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. Oh, what love. There is no greater love than this fact that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. Notice also that it is plural. Sinners. Sinners. The Bible says, for all have sinned. That means we're all sinners. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But there's hope. Not within ourselves. Not even within religion. Our hope is in this fact that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Sinners of all kinds. Caucasian sinners. Christ Jesus came in the world to save Caucasian sinners. Christ Jesus came in the world to save black sinners. And Oriental sinners. And Hispanic sinners. And Arab sinners. Male sinners. Female sinners. Christ Jesus came in the world to save all types of sinners. All those mentioned in verses 9 and 10 and verse 13. He came to save all types. He came to save all ages. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. No wonder a heavenly host filled the sky singing, "Glory to God in the highest." Then notice, Paul includes himself in this saying. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. He states that very emphatically and with absolute assurance. Of whom am I? Paul knows that this is true. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Paul could verify that statement. He could verify that statement by this book. That statement is verified throughout the Word of God. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But more importantly, he could verify the statement or the saying by personal experience. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am. He says, I know it's so. I know it's so. I heard all of my life that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Depending on my age, there were times I believed that. There were other times I didn't believe a word of it. But I can verify it today. That it is so, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, because I've experienced it. Because I've experienced it. He is saying Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom am I? In other words, Christ Jesus came into the world to save me. How do you know that's so, Paul? And he would take him back to the Damascus Road. It says, because I experienced it. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, such as myself. I can attest to the fact that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, Paul says, because I am the chief of sinners and he saved me. Is what Paul is saying. Paul knew the certainty of Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. Because Christ had brought Paul out of the pit of corruption. Christ had brought him from the enslavement and the binding power of sin. Paul had been delivered from the debilitating control of sin. And now he can attest to the fact Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I know it's so. I know it's true. He is saying. You can believe it. He is saying. Because he has delivered me. He has delivered me from the darkness. He has delivered me from the blindness and the ignorance of sin. Christ Jesus came into the world. I know it's so. I know it's so because he delivered me from the filth and from the vileness and from the defilement of sin. Paul says Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I know it's so. Because there was a day in which Christ Jesus raised me from the depths of the defilement of sin. He raised me from the depths of guilt. He raised me from the depths of condemnation. I know it's so. Because he raised me from the alienation. He raised me from the estrangement that I had with God. He raised me from enmity. He raised me from bankruptcy and from the pit of hopelessness and helplessness. So when Paul writes those words, Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I believe as Paul penned those words, he did so with a heart that was bubbling over with wonder. With a heart that was bubbling over with amazement, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am. As he wrote those words, he did so with humility. He did so with thanksgiving. He did so with praise. It's like when you and I read the Word of God, there are times you just have to stop. You just have to stop. And you just walk around the room praising God. And you meditate. And you thank God. And every time I read those words, Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I ask you today, can you enter into the truth and the reality of those words? Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Can you say, I know it's so? I know it's so. Because back on such and such a day, at such and such a time in my life, it happened to me. And I know it's so that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. I know it's so because there was a time when I lived in the prison house, held securely in the chains of sin, with the judgment of God hanging over our head, unable to set ourselves free. And Christ Jesus came. Do you remember that? Can you go there? And Christ Jesus came. Folks, this is more than say a prayer. I was in the prison house. I could feel the condemnation of God hanging over me. And no matter how hard I struggled, I could not break myself free from those chains. But Christ Jesus came. And He broke the chains asunder. And brought us out of that prison house. And set us free. I know it's so. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Oh, if you know it to be true, those are precious, precious words to your soul. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We've probably said that statement now 30, 35 times in this message. And our attitude ought to be, say it again, say it again, say it again. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, whom I am chief. If you know these words to be true, oh, how we ought to praise His name. Oh, how we ought to acknowledge our indebtedness Him. Oh, how we ought to worship Him. How we ought to honor Him. How we ought to exalt Him. How we ought to bow to Him and sing to Him. And most of all, live for Him. Christ Jesus came to save my soul. And He did. Therefore, I cannot. I'm not going to allow someone to talk bad about my wife. I'm not going to tolerate that. And neither are you. I'm not going to tolerate someone talking bad about the Lord either. Because He came and saved my soul. Someone bemeans the Lord we ought to stand up and speak. Wait a minute. You're talking about the one who saved my soul. Oh, how we ought to worship Him. Oh, how we ought to serve Him. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. If you've never personally experienced that truth, because it is true, there is hope for you today. Because it is true that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. You say, but I've done horrible things. Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. To save sinners. There is hope for you today as a sinner. It doesn't matter what language a sinner speaks. It doesn't matter what color the sinner is. It does not matter what culture the sinner comes from. Nor does it matter what the sinner has done. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Brother Jim, if you'd come and lead us.